Vayter and Shas, we are in Daf Chavav, picking it up 9 lines down by Tana Rabbanan. We're going to be starting off our Gemara right now with certain circumstances when a person would not have to eat in a sukkah, which is going to bring us to the next part of the Mishnah, with other circumstances, which is Cholim U'Mishamshem, when there's a sick person not have to be in the sukkah, and others that are around him. That's going to take us to the next part of the Mishnah about how much we're allowed to eat outside of the sukkah, what's considered awry, what's considered not enough, that you'd be allowed to be out of the sukkah and eating and drinking, which is an open discussion about tefillin and when you have to take it off and when you're allowed to wear them, sleeping during the day, and other miscellaneous halachas. Here we go. So Tana Rabbanan, Holchi Durachim Bayom. Again, we're in Chavav, Amud Aleph, 9 lines down. Tana Rabbanan, Holchi Durachim Bayom, Pturim in a Sukkah Bayom. Let's say I have people that go ahead, and Rashi explains that we're talking about here, the Pasuk says, Basukos Teshvu, it has to be Teshvu, Kain Teduro, Kain Yeshivas Beso. Just like a person during the year, he would never stop himself from going out to go do his business. So too, during the chag itself, when it's not yontif, they don't stop you from doing such a thing, and you wouldn't be chayav to be in a sukkah, just like you don't do it during the year. You walk out, so you leave your house, you don't always eat in your house, you eat on the road, so to here as well. Pturim in a sukkah by yom, you don't have to be in the sukkah. V'chayavim Balayla, but you're still going to be chayav to be there during the night, because it's just like during the night, you would be at home, so you have to be there in the sukkah as well. Hochel Durachim Balayla, let's say the flip, people that go out in the nighttime, Pturim in a sukkah Balayla, they're putter during the night, V'chayav Mayom, the chayav during the day. Let's say people that travel during the night and the day, both of them. What about Holchel and Dvar Mitzvah? Someone is going to do a Dvar Mitzvah. In such a case, they're going to be Peturin, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Interesting. Rashi says, even if you only need to do it during the day, because you're tired and worried in the machshava of the mitzvah and to do it properly, therefore you're Pater Min HaSukkah, considered Osik Min HaMitzvah. When they used to go on the Shabbos of the Regal to go visit the Reish Galusa, they would go to sleep by the Rashi says Asfasanar on the edge of the river, by Sura. Amri, they said, Anan Shluchim Mitzvah, Anan, we are Shluchim Mitzvah, and therefore Upturin Min HaSukkah, and therefore we're Pater, right? Upturin. Rashi says, Shebanu Lishma Hadrasho Lakva Pnei Reish Galusa, therefore we're Pater. Okay, beautiful. Tana Rabbanan, Shomei Ha'ir, let's say the people that guard the city. These are people that are walking out and making sure everything's going okay. Pater Min HaSukkah, Bayom, they're Pater from the Sukkah during the daytime. V'chayav HaMalayla, but they're Chayav during the nighttime. Those are the day guards. Shomer Ha'ir Balayla, the ones at night, Pturim in a Sukkah Balayla, V'chayom Mayom, the flip. Shomer Ha'ir, Bein Mayom, Bein Balayla, those who guard it during the day and the night. If you got the people watching day and night, Pturim in a Sukkah, Bein Mayom, Bein Balayla. Shomer Ganu Separdesim, those who guard the Ganu Separdesim, Rashi says, Ein Zanu Misham, they don't leave from that area. The people are watching gardens and Pardesim and orchards. Pturim, Bein Mayom, Bein Balayla, they're Pater both day and night. Says the Gemara, I understand. But I have these sukkah awesome, but why don't you just make a sukkah for them and let them stay over there? Answer is, two answers. Number one is Abaya. Abaya Omer, Teshu, Kain, Taduru. You have to be living there in the way that you normally live. Sit there like you normally live. And just like you live during the year in your house, and you have over there your bed and the things that you use, your kelim, your clay tashmisho, your sheets, every different thing you have there. You'd have to bring over there as well. But that's Mipnei Torah. You wouldn't bring such a thing over there. Therefore, you're Pater from having to go to be in the Sukkah. Rava Amar, a different answer. Pirtza Kora Leganov. You know, this is the old saying. Rashi says, Moshel Hedyotu. Vafkan, a Ganov Ro. So what you did is you basically created a Pirtza, an opening that is going to Kora Leganov. You're calling the thief to come. Well, why is that? Because in such a case, he's going to see the inner Sukkah at night. He's going to go and steal from the place that's on the other side. If you have three walls, he'll be behind one of the three walls that you don't see him. He's going to easily go and steal. And therefore, we don't go and set up a sukkah over there because it would just defeat the purpose of what he's doing there. My benayu, either way, you don't make a sukkah. So what's the difference between them? You give benayu to kamanter karya de peri. When you're dealing with the case, if Rashi says, krishel peros, if you have a pile of fruits, shutami lefanam, it's always in front of you. It's not all around. It's right in front of you and you're able to guard it and you don't have a pirtza kor leganav matzah over here because you can't go ahead and run around to the side. So therefore, in such a case, then according to Rava, he'd have to set up a sukkah because he said you won't be able to see. But according to Baye, who says that Tishrei came to Duru, you don't set up a sukkah. Okay, next part of the Mishnah says, Cholam Misham Shem, if you have people that are sick and the people that are helping them, they're parted from a sukkah. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Weren't expecting that, were you? Neither was I. Tana Rabbanan. Cholash Amr, the sick person that we're talking about over here is what? Lo Cholash Yishmas Akana. We're not going to a person who's a Cholash Yishmas Akana. Obviously, he's going to be put there. Even a person who's a cholu sick, but he's not in danger. Even if his eyes are bothering him, they hurt. Even if he has a headache, in both the circumstances, also he's allowed to go out. Once I was in Kisari and my eyes were hurting me. And Rav Yossi Baribi, Rashi explains that means Yossi Hachacham Charif, the sharp, wise person, Shabbador in the generation, who Yossi ben Chalafta. He came and he martyred me and my peeps to go out and to sleep outside of the sukkah. Rav Sharla Rav Acha Bardala, he martyred for him, Lemigna Bechilsa Besukkah. He let him go and sleep underneath a chilsa, a canopy in the sukkah. Rashi says, V'afalpi, Shishla Gag v'gavoh asara v'haviki iluchus asukkah. He allowed him to do such a thing. Mishum abaki. What are we talking about here? Because of bugs. Rashi says, sin slash, which are mosquitoes. They're mosquitoes, I tell you. So therefore, you're allowed to be out of the sukkah. Rav Ashari Lid Rav Achabarad, he allowed Lemigna Bar Mitalilosa. He let him sleep outside of Mitalilosa as a sukkah, to go outside of it. Because Mishum Sircha de Gargishza. Because Sircha is like we've learned about Dira Srucha, like a putrid, disgusting. Tipa Srucha is a Mishnah Ravos also. It means this, it smells disgusting. Mishum Sircha de Gargishta. Gargishta is Rashi says Karka Levana. It's white ground. So you're talking about Karka Yos the Sukkah. They used to put it on the bottom of the Sukkah and had a bad smell over there. And therefore he let him go out. Rava the Tamei. And Rava goes according to his own logic. Why don't we Rava Mitzdayer put them in a Sukkah? Someone who's Mitzdayer, Rashi says that the Sukkah itself is Messiah. That's what we learned. It can't be something else, but if the sukkah itself is being Messiah, then a person is parted from the sukkah. V'ha, nan tanan, ay, but hold on 1 second, Rava. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Cholin of Mishamshem, paturim in the sukkah? What does that mean? That cholin, only a sick person is parted. Mitzar lo, someone's just in this case of tzar, then not. Army says, say back, no. Chola by a sick person who umishamshav paturin. It comes to that person, he and his aides are allowed to go out of the sukkah. But mitzayir who pater mishamshav lo. A person is in the case of tzar, he is pater, but his helpers are not pater, and they would actually have to be in the sukkah. That's the difference between the two. Ochan achilas aray chutz the sukkah, chutz the sukkah. Now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. Says you're allowed to eat arai in a case of temporary outside of a sukkah. V'kamechilas arai. How much is that? That's called arai. You're allowed to eat out of the sukkah. Amar Yosef tarti or tlas bay. It's either 2 or 3 eggs. Rashi says tarti or tlas. He takes the word bay. 2 or 3. Rashi says shtayim or shalosh pa'amim. Either toch piv mursilosh. You go. You put 2 or 3 amounts of food, two or three mouthfuls in, that's how much you're allowed to eat. Says the Gemara, Amale Abaye, I have Hazimnin Sagi and Sagi Le Inche Bahachi, Vahavale Su'udas Keva. But I've seen a bunch of people that eaten like this, like 2 or 3, and that was like an Achilas Keva, and so clearly that's not a ride, like they were totally full from it. El Amar Abaye says, Kidatoyim Bar Be Rav Va'oyu Lekala. It's like the case of Bar Berav, which means the Talmidim, before they would go to the Kala. The Kala means the Drasha. Rashi says, Baboker, Kishaholchim the Beis HaMedrash, before they would go to the Beis HaMedrash, and they were worried that maybe the Shmuz is going to keep going on and extended. V'toim Meli Pivishol said, they would have a mouthful and they would drink and then they would go, which is less than the amount of 2 or 3, only 1, and that's considered Arai. Tana Rabbanan, let's talk about sleeping. Ochlen achilas arai chutz sukkah. You're allowed to eat an achilas arai out of the sukkah, but vein yeshenim shenis arai chutz sukkah. You can't sleep outside of the sukkah, even a minimal amount of sleep. Why is that? We're going to see 2 answers. First one, then we're going to knock it off and come with a second. My time, Ravash Yigzer Shemi Yerodim, we're worried that maybe you're going to fall asleep. You're gonna fall asleep like a very yoridim is gonna be like a shenas keva, and you're not allowed to sleep a shenas keva outside, so you can't do arai lest you fall into a deep sleep. Comes along abaye, amalei abaye elohad tanya. What in fact we're learning to a brisa yoshin adam shenas arai b'tfilin. Person's allowed to sleep a temporary sleep in his tefillin. Why are you allowed to sleep in temporary in his tefillin? Avalo shenas keva, not a shenas keva. But hold on 1 second. Why not? Why not shave his cover? Rashi says, Shema yafiach ben, maybe you will, my wife says, I have to be polite, maybe you will pass some wind in them. And it's prohibited for someone to pass wind while they are wearing their tefillin. And therefore, you're allowed to sleep as Shein Esarai, but not Shein Eskeva. Hold on. Leich Hashem Yardim. Shouldn't be worried that maybe you're going to fall into a deep sleep and then you'll pass some wind. Rav Yosef Breder Avilai, Rav Yosef Avilai says that B'moser Shein Asalachem. We're talking about a case where you gave over to other people that they're going to wake you up. Omer L'chaveru, Rashi says, Omer L'chaveru, Imardeim Herini. If I fall asleep, wake me up. That's the Gemara. But Maskev L'Rav Misharsha, that doesn't work. Arvach, Arvon, Litzarich. This guy needs an arv for himself. Why? Rashi says, Shema Afhu Yishkav Yishim. Maybe he's going to sit down and he's going to fall asleep also. So you need a guarantor, someone's going to get an arv, a guarantor, to the guarantor, to the guarantor. And it's almost like an Ein L'Davar Sof. So therefore, that shouldn't be okay. El Amar Abba Rav Chana, Rabbi Yochanan. He gives a different reason as for why it is that you're allowed to sleep in a Shana. Why with tefillin it's not a problem. It is when it comes to the sukkah. We're talking about a case of Beniach Rosho, Ben Birkov Haskin. We're talking about a case where putting his head between his knees. Rashi says, Davade lo yirdam. It's not a comfortable situation. So you'll snooze off a little bit, but you ain't going to fall into a deep sleep. And therefore, you shouldn't be worried about the fact that the person may pass some wind. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different reason, like we said before, why it is you're not even do a Shanas Arai outside of the sukkah. Not because of the fact that it's going to lead you to keva, to a permanent one. Rather, he says, ain keva l'shena. There's no set amount when it comes to sleep. In other words, even if a person goes ahead and takes a little rest, you know, like a power nap, that can get you going, so that itself is the problem. Rashi explains, Rava Amar, L'shema yirodam l'chashim ra'ward, maybe you're going to a deep sleep. Hilkach b'tfilin shari. Therefore, it's a mutter to do a tfilin. V'sukkah hainu taima. What's the reason for sukkah besides tfilin? The asa shena sarai, l'fish ain keva l'shena, because the sleep itself, even a little bit, is a problem. V'im b'chilik b'in keva l'arai, l'inyin sukkah. Shena adam kovea l'atzma l'shena l'shipa'amim sh'ino ela minamnim ma'at. Sometimes he just rests for a drop. V'dayon, that's enough. V'dayon b'kach. Hilkach zuhi sh'inoso. V'gabi tfilin, when it comes to tfilin, the time of Shem Yafiach, maybe you're going to pass some, you're going to pass gas. V'la mishem yisur shena b'nayim porta lo asi l'day hafacha. And when a person is like in a little state of sleep and dozing off, that's not going to be enough that is going to cause him to be yafiach. But when it's deep, it will be. So you let it go and sleep it a little bit. But when it comes to the sukkah, in reference to sukkah, you're not sleeping a little bit because that itself is a problem. Okay. Now, Tanichada. We're going to see a machlokas over here, three, it's going to be a three-way machlokas about wearing tefillin now. Tani chada, yoshin adam b'tefillin shenis arai. One, Brisa, we have that says, you're allowed to sleep, shenis arai, right? A doze off a little bit. Avalo shenis keva, but not keva, not permanent. Tani yidoch, we have another Brisa that says, bain keva, bain arai, you're allowed to sleep either keva or arai while wearing tefillin. Tani yidoch, we have another one that says, lo keva v'lo arai, you're allowed to do keva or arai. So what's going on? This is Gemara, lo kasha. Ha, denokat lubidei. The third Brisa, when it goes in, it says, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to sleep. Lo keva v'lo arai, that's talking about when you're holding the tefillin in your hand. You can't do either one. Rashi says, right, a keva or arai, because maybe they're going to fall out of your hand when you're sleeping. Ha, the mantchi bereisha, the first brisa, which it came in, it said, you're allowed to do arai, but you're not allowed to do keva. That's the mantchi bereisha, that's when it's on your head, when you're wearing your head. Arise mutter, keva is going to be usher, because maybe you're going to pass some wind. Ha, the paris sudra eleve, and the middle ground, which says that you're allowed to have keva or arai. What's this talking about over here? It's talking about that actually, you're not actually wearing them all together. But rather, what's the case? This is talking about where you go and you put it down and you put a sheet on top of them, some sort of like handkerchief that you cover over them. Talking about a person wants to take a nap, so he takes it off and he puts it down, and he doesn't have to put it away every time and wrap him up. Rather, he can put a kerchief over it, then it can be keva or it can be arai, and it's fine. Now the Gemara goes and says, "V'kamishim is arai. What is considered a minimum sleep that we're discussing all this time of like when you're allowed to have this amount, that amount? What's called shinas arai? Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel Kedei Hiluch Me'ama." It says, Shenis Harai is the amount of time it takes for a person to walk for 100 amos. Tanya, Nami, Achiv, Abraisa, which comes and supports this concept. We're going to see a nice little thing, and then it's going to come out with it in a moment at the end. Hayoshen b'tfilin, somebody who sleeps in his tefillin, Varo Keri, and they see Keri. Rashi says, Tzarech lesalkon merosha ba'oda keri alav. You have to take it off right away. If you have keri that's still there, ochiz beretzua, you grab it by the retzua, by the strap. You're not allowed to touch the actual tefillin themselves. You're allowed to touch the straps. The straps are not the kedusha, the tashmisha kedusha. You grab over there. Beep, turn the page. Ve'eno ochos b'ktitza. But you don't grab it on the ktitza, is the box of the tefillin. Rashi says, hein tefillin atzman. You don't do it over there. Like we said, it's just not covered to do such a thing. All right. So what do you do? That's Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Yaakov says, V'chachamim omrim yashin adam betfilin shina sarai. A person is allowed to sleep in his tefillin, take a little, a little snooze with his tefillin, avalo shenas keva. But he can't have a shenas keva. Sounds like the previous one was talking about that it was a shenas keva because he got to a point of carry. So it sounds like a little machlokas here. V'kama shenas arai, what is considered a shenas arai? Get a hilach mea ama, the amount of time it takes to walk 100 amas. Point is from the Bryce at the end, we see a backup, a support to this concept that a shenas arai is 100 amas, the amount of time it takes to walk. Amarav. Now we're going to get into sleeping stam. When are you allowed to sleep? When you're not allowed to sleep? Amarav. Asil adam lishon bayom. A person is not allowed to sleep during the day. You know why? Says Rashi. Mipnei bittel Torah. Supposed to be steiging during the day. You're not allowed to sleep during the day. Yose mishenas asus. You're not allowed to sleep longer than the amount of time it takes that a horse would normally sleep. How much is that? Shita Nishman, the famous 60 breaths. Question is, what does that mean? Comes up a bunch of times in halacha. Either it means about 3 minutes, or it means like a half an hour, or it could even mean 3 hours. Anyway, ask your local Orthodox rabbi for what that is. Amar Abaye, you should say the mar kidurav. He says that Abaye says that Rashi points out who is mar, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, who was his rebbe. He would sleep as long as Rav would sleep. With the Rav, Karebi, and Rav would do it as much as Rebbe would, as much as Rehuda Nasi. With Rebbe Yehuda, and he, Rashi says, why did he do it for that? For Rav, Lamda Mirabinu HaKadosh HaGadolatso, because he grew up in his house. Amazing. Rav grew up at Rebbe's house. With the Rebbe, Kedavin, and Rebbe did it like David HaMelech. Rashi says, Kach Kibel Me'avosav, Shizu Aisa Shenas David Melech Yisrael. With David, Kisusia, and David used to sleep, what? The amount of a horse that he would sleep. With the Susia, how much is that? Shita Nishman, 60 breaths. Didn't sleep much. Abaya would sleep the amount of time it takes to get from these two, one place to the other, which Rashi says was 6 parsa, which is a lot longer than everyone else is speaking. Kari Le'ev Yosef, Yosef said about Abaya, Ad Masay Otzel Tishkov, Masay Tukko Mishnasecha. How long is the lazy person going to lie down? When are you going to get up from your sleeping, from your slumber? And back to tefillin. Tana Rabban on Hanichnas Lishon Bayom. A person, let's say, has to go to sleep during the daytime. Rashi says, Shein Kavod Asav El Lishon. The whole purpose is just to sleep. Ve'en Amahar L'Davaracha. You're not thinking of doing something else with perhaps the Rebetzin. Ratzah Cholis, if he wants to, he can take off the tefillin. Rashi says the tefillin. And Ratzah, if he wants, Meniach, he can go and he can keep his tefillin on. Rashi says, L'fisha Bayom, Ein Darko L'Shamish Emishta V'Lishon Keva. It's not the way to be Mishamish with his Isha or to sleep by Shanis Keva. So therefore, you can leave it on. You sleep a little bit. You're not going to be doing things which you're not allowed to be doing. So therefore, you're fine. But Laila, but if it's a nighttime, Afilu L'Shanis Arai, even if it's a Shanis Arai, maybe it's going to catch on and you're going to fall to a Shanis Keva. Therefore, Cholitz Ve'inu Meniach, you got to take it off. You don't put it back on. Rashi says, but Laila, he said that. We just read that, Rashi. Right? Okay. Div Rabbi Nasan. As I exalt the Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hayiladim is not arguing, he's adding to this. Hayiladim, Lo'olim Cholzim Vedam Anichim. When it comes to the Kindlech, Rashi says, Bachurim, Lo'olim Cholzim, even during the daytime, when I go to sleep, you take it off. Why? They're Rogil Betuma. Rashi says, Kasakadaitach, maybe they're going to see Keri because they have a lot of Hirhurim. Therefore, take it off, even if it's a little bit. Lema Kasavar, Rabbi Yossi, Bal Keri also Anich, to fill in. Are we saying there of Yossi is of the opinion that a Bal Keri is not allowed to wear tefillin, right? He's not allowed to do it. And we had a discussion. We didn't really get into it, but Ezra, this goes back to the Gemara in Brachos. Anyway, so does he? Is he not allowed to wear tefillin until he's totally good? Says Gemara, Rabbi, no. But you love them and it shows same imay maskinin. We're talking about people, bachurim, young folk. But they're married, so we're changing this the concept that we says tumah is with them. It doesn't mean that they have carry lot. What it means is that they're married and their wives are around. Then, therefore, if you're going to go to sleep even during the day, make sure you take off your tefillin because shemi yavo lidei hergal davar. Maybe it's going to end up, as she says, with the Rebbetzin. You can't be involved with the Rebbetzin while wearing tefillin, so therefore take it off. Even then, that's what it means that it was Tumah is with them. It means that they're going to be involved to come to a state of Tumah. Tana Rabbanan, the Shachach v'Shimish Tassu. Let's say a person forgot. And they actually were Meshamish Mitassu. They were with the Rebbetzin with their tefillin. Eino Ochiz Lo Beretzu V'Lo B'Ktzitza. They can't touch anything there. Ad Sheyitel Yadav, until he washes his hands. V'Yitleim, in order to go ahead and to take off the Tumah. Mipnesha Adayim Askani Yosein, because the hands go and they touch, they move around. And they may touch something that now they're not allowed to go and touch. The way they touch carry, they can't touch the tefillin once they touch the carry. All righty, let's hit up the next Mishnah. Bezrat Hashem, Maisa Veivu Lo Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Litum as a Tavsha. One time they brought to Yochanan and Zakkai that he should have some food. They brought him some food and let him machin hamish and enjoy himself. And Lo Rabbi Gamliel Shnei Kosavos the Dlish Amayim. Rabbi Gamliel, they brought him two dates and some water. Bucket of water. If Amru and both of them said, "Halum the sukkah, bring it up to the sukkah." Right, sukkah. We're getting the sukkah. When he brought it to Bitzadak, Ochel Pachus Kabeitza, he had less in a kabeitza. Not the b'mata. He took it in a cloth. He wrapped it up. Va'ochel chutz the sukkah. Ate it out of the sukkah. V'lo be'erach acharav, and he didn't make a bracha acharona after it. Rashi says, not the b'mapa. Lo not the yadav. He didn't wash his hands. El karach b'mapa yadav. Mishum the kios, in order to be naki, the chesaver pachas mikabeitza, lo b'piyas no b'yinutias adayim. They clearly brought him some bread over there. He said, less than a kabeitza, you don't need a tias adayim. V'lo b'yi sukkah, doesn't need sukkah. V'lo b'yi b'yichas amazon l'charev. The dar is k'rebi hudi, holds like Rebbe Yehuda. V'chalta v'zahta v'rachta. Achila sheyesh ba sevia. Only someone says sevia, v'hainu kabeitza. Aval, l'fana, when you're talking about bracha rishona, b'chol dehu b'yi bracha. Everything needs a bracha. Sherinene v'alzer le'onos b'lo mazeh b'lo bracha, because you get anah, and you also get anah without any bracha. And then what do? V'achol chutz the sukkah. He ate it outside of the sukkah, and he didn't make this bench. He didn't bench after he ate this. Frek the Gemara, Maiselistar. We have a bit of a problem, which is kind of going against what we said earlier, because we said the previous Mishnah, Ochlin Vishosan Arai Chutz the sukkah. You can have a rye out of the sukkah. So why is it now they're saying to bring it up to the sukkah? So the Gemara, no, Chasiri Mechser, we're missing something. This is what it means to say. In Bala Hachmir Latzo, if someone wants to be Machmir themselves, go for it. Machmir. And it's not a problem of Gaiva to do such a thing. Oh, I'm so Choshev. That's fine. You're allowed to do this. Umaisen Nami, and we have a story that happened. They brought him to taste. They brought him these two dates and a bucket of water. Beep, turn the page. And they said, bring up to the sukkah. Right, because they were being machmir on themselves. They didn't really have to, but they said to do it. When they give to Bitzadak, what did he do? He had less than a kabeitza. Not a mapa. He wrapped it up in this cloth. It's out of the sukkah. He didn't make a bracha afterwards, seeing that he wasn't being machmir, in which case it was okay to do such a thing. Now, from the fact that Bitzadak had less than a kabeitza, that would imply that, ha, kabeitza, if you need a kabeitza, buy a sukkah, then you need a sukkah. Let's say this is a tiyufta of Yosef Abayi, who said earlier that, oh, of two or three eggs is the amount that you get to. And here it's only one egg, it's going to say that you're going to be chayiv ready. Says Gemara, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about sukkah. When it's less than a kabeitza, you don't have to wash your hands, you don't have to make a bracha of benching afterwards. But ha kabeitza, buy a tila bracha. Once you reach a kabeitza, then you're going to need a tila bracha, but lav dafka, anything to do with a sukkah, period. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.